Five lines down from the top of the Amud. Our sugi is still looking for a source for the halacha of chatos shenosna b'matona achas kshera. And before, Rav Huna on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis had explained that the reason why, according to Beis Hillel, one maton is enough to be machshir to mechaper in the case of a chatos is because he derives it from the minyan, the times that it says chronos in the Torah with regard to chatos, chitzonios. And the Gemara explained that this drasha of Beis Hillel is based on Mesorah, based on the way that we have Mesorah, the way it's written in the Torah. And now the Gemara is offering a brisa with an alternative source for this halacha of Beis Hillel, that one matona is sufficient in the case of a chatos pnimis. I'm sorry, a chatos chitzon, I meant to say, a chatos on the mizbeach chitzon. Vitana maisi le mihocha. And the Tana of the following brisa derives it from a different pasuk, a different source. And that's called v'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper. One time in the context of Sa'ir Nasi in Vayikra Dalet, it says, v'chiper olav hakoi michatosa v'nislachlo. And in the Chatas Yochid, it repeats v'chiper twice, also in Vayikra Dalet. And in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, it says, v'chiper olav hakoi v'nislachlo. That's the case of Seira. And then we have Kizba, where the Torah says in Pasuk Lamed Hey, v'chiper olav hakoin al chatoso asher chota v'nislachlo. So we have three times that it says v'chiper. And that's going to tell us that you can achieve the kapara with a cinch. It lowers the standards, the requirements for achieving kapara. Rashi uses the language that t'chaper lo mikol mokom. So that's the easiest way of getting kapara, even if he didn't put the dam on the four chronos hamizbeach. And again, keep in mind, we're talking about a carbon chatas. So the Gemara now explains, actually the Braisa continues, and says, Mibnei Adin. Now, what the Braisa is trying to offer is an alternative, shall we say, to possibilities of how to learn v'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper to lower the standards to achieve kapara. One is b'pnei adin that we have logically said sheyochel hayamakom lilmod b'memotzinu shekol matnoser shel chatos ma'akvos. You could have learned that based on a b'memotzinu, all four matonos would be ma'akev in the case of a korban chatos, and velodinu, because nemru domim lamata, v'nemru domim lamala, matan domim, ma matan domim amurim lamata, she nisona b'mata achas kiper, af domim amurim lamala, she nisona lamata achas kiper. Now, what does this mean? There are different karbonos that require different matan domim, sometimes below the chut ha-sikra, that's called lamata, and that's true for a whole bunch of karbonos, the large majority of karbonos. There are a few karbonos, however, that require matan domim lamala, above the chut ha-sikra. And chatos is the classical case of a karbon that needs, that requires nesinas dam lamala, on top of the chut ha-sikra, on the chronos themselves. So here's the bamei matzinu that we spoke about before. Ma matan domim hamurim lamata. Im nisonam b'matona achas kiper af domim hamurim lamala. Shenisonam b'matona achas kiper. In the case of domim hamurim domim lemata, we know that one matana is enough to achieve kapara. And that's derived from the pasuk as we had in the previous amud, v'dam zvachecha yishafech, that whatever is brought on the mizbeach achitzon, one matana is itself enough to be mechaper. And now, af domim amurim lamala, re-emphasize that when we're talking about domim nitanim lamata, then we're talking about other karbonos other than a chatos. In the case of chatos, the Torah requires a matana lamala, above the chutas sikra. And our goal here is to derive the conclusion that even in the case of a chatos, one nesina is sufficient to generate the karbon v'machshir the karbon. And we could derive this in one possibility from a hekesh between chatos and other karbonos. That in other karbonos, which is described here in the Braisa as domam nitonim lemata, we know that one matana is sufficient, and that's derived from the pasuk v'dam zvachecha yishafech. That pasuk, by the way, could not possibly be referring to a chatos, because there's no shficha yishafech would not be applicable to a chatos. A chatos is certainly nizrak domam al gabi mizbeach, the four kronos of the mizbeach. And now we're going to assume that through this hekesh, even in the case of chatos, which is domim hamurim lemala, so too nisonam b'matona achas kiper, that one matona is enough. Now, if we're going to base ourselves on this equation between all karbonos and chatos, then there's no need for v'chiper, 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 which are all psukim in the context of chatos. But the Braisa says the following: why do I need the v'chipers? Why do I need the three v'chipers to tell me that one matan is sufficient? Why don't I just simply rely on the equation between chatos and other karbonos? This is the Bamei Matzinu. The answer is because there's another way of setting up the Bamei Matzinu. Oklach l'derech zu. Here's the alternative method. Nemru domim bifnim v'nemru domim bachutz. We have two categories of chatos. Most chatos are brought on the outer mizbeach, but there are a few chatos that are brought on the inside, which means the dam is nizrak b'toch ha-hechal. That's called bifnim. Now the halacha is that with regard to damim hamurim bifnim, with regard to those karbonos that are brought bifnim, the Mishnah has already told us, the Gemara later on is going to derive this halacha, that you need all the matonos. With the absence, the omission of one matona, the karbon is possible. Is af domim amurim b'chutz. Now we have the bulk of chatos, which are brought on the mizbeach achitzon. If we postulate an analogy to the bifnim, domim amurim bifnim, then chiser achas mikol matonos l'osav olo klum. The carbon is possible in the absence of even one of the matonos. So we're basically at a crossroads here. We have two roads diverged. We can either establish a bamei matzinu and equate chatos with other karbonos, which would mean that one matan domim is sufficient, or we can equate chatos chitzona with chatos pnimis, and therefore you cannot even miss out on one single matana. So the Bryson now asks, niralimi dome, which would be a, let's say, a more compelling argument, which is a better analogy, so to speak. Donim chutz michutz. Shall we leave our circle of discussion here to the Mizbeach HaChitzon and compare therefore Chatos to all the rest of the Karbonos that are brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzon? V'ein donim, but however we should not compare chutz mibifnim, meaning that the gap or the distance between a Chatos that's brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon and a chatus that's brought in the Mizbech HaPnimi is such a wide gap, it's not domim lezel lezel, there's no similarity here, and therefore we should not postulate that hekesh. And if we don't postulate that hekesh, but rather we compare chatos to everything else that's brought in the Mizbech HaChitzon, then we draw the conclusion that one maton is enough. Oh, but just to be argumentative about it, there's another possibility. Klach l'derech zu. There's a pressing, compelling argument to compare chatos chitzon to chatos pnimis. Donim chatos v'arba kronos, mi chatos v'arba kronos. If you're creating a circle of a b'me matzinu, and this hekesh, then it makes sense to set yourself an analogy between one chatos and another chatos. In both cases, you're talking about a korban chatos, whether it's pnimis or chitzona. And not only that, in both cases, you require matan domim bi'arba kronos amizbeach. And therefore, it makes more sense to equate chatos chitzona with chatos pnimis, which would mean that you require all four domim, all four matanos, in order to be machshir the korban. The aliyochich in this argument, it doesn't make sense to introduce chutz, introduce all the other korbanos that are brought on the mizbeach hachitzon she'ein chatos v'arba kronos, because those are not chatos and they don't require arba kronos. With regard to the bulk of korbanos which are brought on the mizbeach hachitzon, all you need is one matana, or shall we say two matanos on the two kronos, shtayim she'ein arba. Talmud Lomar, so here says the Bais, is where we justify the need for a separate yalfusa of v'chiper, 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 where it says three times v'chiper to reduce the level, the standard of the high standard of requirements to achieve kapara, and v'chiper mikol makom. And if we subtract three from the four in the case of chatos, because these three psukim are written in chatos, then we're going to be left with one sigil, nesinas dam, which is absolutely indispensable and engenders the kashrus hakorban. So let's go through that. V'chiper, the first v'chiper, afal pishal anosan el shalosh. V'chiper, afal pishal anosan el shtayim. V'chiper, afal pishal anosan el achas. So each v'chiper reduces the absolute requirement by one. And if we reduce three matanos, then we're left with one matana. That single matana would generate the kashrus hakorban. And that's where Basil derives that a chatos with one matana is kosher. The Gemara now objects to the word v'chiper, to the assumption that v'chiper is a superfluous word that's open for a drasha. We need v'chiper for a different halacha, v'haymi boile legufe. We need the word v'chiper to teach me the din of kaparas hakarmon. So why do you insist that it's superfluous? Now, the Gemara is implying a havamina that you would have a carbon that wouldn't generate kapara. And lechora, that's tzarech iyun. Apparently, that the Gemara thinks that v'chiper to teach us that there is a kapara in the carbon means that we don't necessarily know that there's a kapara for the carbon. A person did a maisa vera, the Torah says bring a carbon. Wouldn't it be logical to assume that the Torah is now linking up this Avera with the Asiya and the Mitzvah Saseh of Havas HaKarban? And if you're going to tell me that the Karban is not going to offer him any sort of Kapara, so then Batla Avera al Yidei Asiya HaKarban. In other words, when we talk about the Avera and it's not going to be rectified by the carbon, shall we say it's just a Chovas Gavra to bring the carbon, then the lav is not a lav anitak le'ese. Logic is as follows. If the Torah is mechayev him in bringing the kapara, in bringing the carbon, not the Torah's kapara, but as a separate mitzvah say, then we have the question, then every lav in the case of a chiv kares would be a lav anitak le'ese, because the essay is a separate mitzvah that is generated by the lav, the averis halav, and that's called the lav anitak le'ese. We know that that's not so. But if on the other end we would assume that the carbon here is coming as a mechaper, not as a separate mitzvah, then it's not a lav hanitak lesei. So the Gemara thinks at this point that perhaps we need a chiddush to teach me that the carbon is considered a carbon of kapara, and that's going to be mechadish to me that the lav is not a lav hanitak lesei. If on the other hand one could argue that it's simple and it's not questionable that a lav is not a lav anitak liyese, then the purpose of the karbon and its achievement is kapara, so why do we need a posk v'chiper? So the Achronim will address this question to clarify and sharpen this hamamina called v'haimi boile legufe. Omer of bar ada mari aspirali, my Rebbe explained to me the reasoning here of the drasha v'chiper, that we don't need v'chiper to teach me the kapara. Why? Because Omer Kra, the pasuk says v'chiper olav hakoyim michatoso v'nislach lo. So it's explicit in the pasuk that the carbon is coming as a kapara. And if that be the case, we have an extra v'chiper. And in the language of Rav Mari, of Rava, this is a double language. It says v'chiper olav v'nislach lo, zui kapara zui slicha. Why did the Torah have to write both kapara and slicha? After all, kapara really is slicha. They're both to be mechaper. So it must be that the word v'chiper is superfluous and it's free for a drasha. So now the Gemara asks, well, how do you know the v'chiper is coming to tell you that the chatos is kshera with one matana? Ema, perhaps, the pasuk is coming to tell me something entirely different. And that is, that even though a chatos requires a zrika lamala above the chutasikra, then even if the zrika was done lamata, nevertheless, the carbon is kosher. And that's what v'chiper is telling me. The first v'chiper is telling me, afal pishlo nosan el shalosh lamala. Out of the four matonas of chatos, he was successful in fulfilling the requirement of three matonos lamala, but achas lamata, in the fourth matona, he unfortunately was zorik to dam lamata. And v'chiper tells me, nevertheless, there's kapara. And the carbon is kosher. V'chiper hasheni, the second chiper, afal pishlo nosel shtayim lamata ushtayim lamala. He split it up. V'chiper hashlishi, the third one, is afal pishlo nosan lamala. He didn't put the dam on the kronos hamizbeach el lamata, but rather he did all the zrikos lamata. And the Gemara seems to assume in this kasha that I would prefer this drasha, because then we're not coming to the oker matanos. We're only telling that the place where the matanos is done, that's not likuva. Now, notice that the Gemara skips one step here, and when it gets to the third v'chiper, it says he did absolutely no matanos lamala. All the matanos, all four were lamata. How did the Gemara skip that stage? Why doesn't three leave me with one? Excuse me. And the answer seems to be that the Gemara at this point is not validating the following havamina. There's no svar to say that most of the matanos will be lamata, and one matanul bilomala. That the Gemara maintains is not sensible. Once you've gotten to the point where rov matana salamata, you might as well throw in the fourth matana. And therefore the third v'chiper, which tells me that you could have a third matanul lamata, is going to tell me therefore that all matanas could be lamata. And again, the Gemara thinks that that's a preferable way of darshaning it, because we're not trying to be oker the matonos, we're only being oker the requirement of lamala. Omer Rav Adabar Yitzchakim came, if indeed the pasuk came to teach me that the matonos could be lamata, is bital to Torah's arba kronos, then in effect you've robbed the chatas of its requirement of four kronos, because he's telling me that he could be Zorik the Dam below the Chut HaSikra, that's certainly not on the Kronos. So the Gemara says, Ve'i Rachmana Omar Livatlun, we don't understand the logic here of Rav Ada Bar Yitzchak to defend the position that the three Vechipers is coming for the Matonos and not for the Lamal Lamata. And why is that so? If Hashem was Mitzaveh, that if he, B'dieved, was Zorik Adam Lamata, the carbon is kosher, so okay, so that means we don't need the Kronos. Well, why are you getting all upset about that? Why can't the Torah just be saying that Kronos is only lemitzvah, only lechatchila, but b'dieved, even if you forgo Kronos and the zrika was lamata, the korban is kosher? How do you know that the three vechipers is coming to be oker matanos? Maybe the three vechipers is only to be oker the place and the location of the matanos. Omar Rava answers, it's not possible to accept that vechiper is coming to tell you about a nesina lamata. Why? Ezu davar shetzarech shalosh hevi omer elu hakronos. Since the Torah is speaking about Vechiper three times, it makes sense that that would refer to the Kronos, meaning it's coming to lower, reduce the number of Kronos that are required. And each Vechiper, as we said before, will reduce the number by one and be machsha the carbon by one less. And we're left now, after three, with one keren. And that's going to be my keves. Whereas if you're going to tell me that the question is, and the three vechipers is addressing the question of lamata, then basically you should have anticipated that the Torah would repeat vechipa four times to spell out the fact that the four matonos lamata are ksheros and the carbon is kosher. Rava is now dropping the ball on the svar that we mentioned just earlier about Rov, that Rubo Kikulo, that if Rov Matonos are Ksheros Lamata, therefore the fourth Matona could also be Ksheros Lamata. The Gemara is now holding that if the Torah wanted to teach me that you don't need any of the Matonos Lamata, then it should have said the fourth Vechiper, to tell you that even if all four Nesinos were Lamata, nevertheless the carbon is kosher. But it's more logical, therefore, to apply the three Vechipers to the question of the Nesinas Domim itself, or themselves, and not to the question of Lamal Lamata. And then the three reduces us to one, and that's the one Matana that's Likuva. So the Gemara asks, Ema Vechiper, Afal Pishalo Nosan Ela Achas Lamal Vesholosh Lamata. Perhaps the third Vechiper is telling us that all you need is one matana lamala, and the one matana lamala, as a fulfillment of the requirement of chatas, will be sufficient. Vishalosh lamata, despite the fact that the balance of the four, meaning the other three, nesinas walamata, the carbon is still kosher. And that would justify why it says vechiper three times. So at this point, the Gemara wants to analyze and investigate the possibility that some of the matonos, or in this case one matono, would have to be lamala, and the rest of the matonos would be lamata. So the Gemara says, no, I'm going to reject that, because lo matzinu domim shechetzion lamala vechetzion lamata. Every carbon belongs to one of two categories. Either it's lamala or it's lamata. But there's no such thing as a carbon which is half lamala and half lamata. And therefore, since the Torah says three, Vechiper repeats itself three times, we're going to have to assume that it's referring to Lamala Lamata. That's impossible. But rather assume that it's come to be Mamait Matonos, and to tell me how many Matonos are absolutely indispensable. And the answer is, if we subtract three, we're left with one. So the Gemara says, "Velo, are you telling me for sure that we never find a hazoya which is half lamal and half lamata? But tonight we have a Mishnah in Yoma Nichnas HaKohen Gadol LeKodesh Kadoshim Im Dam HaPor, when the Kohen Gadol would bring the Dam HaPor and the Soyer of Yom HaKippurim inside the Kodesh Kadoshim, he would do Hazos, and he had Shmona Hazos Keneged HaKapores. All this is derived from a pasuk, V'hiza B'etzba'o Al Pnei HaKapores Kedma L'Pnei HaKapores Yaze Sheva Po'omim. And then another pasuk says, V'hiza B'etzba'o Al Pnei HaKapores. Now that second pasuk of V'hiza B'etzba'o Al Pnei HaKapores is coming to teach you the eighth Hazoya, and that's going to be Lamala. So we have seven Lamata and one Lamala. That's what the Gemara is saying now. Achas lemalo v'sheva lemata. So we see that we're splitting the hazoyos. And again, we're not talking here about the Mizbeach. We're talking about the Kapores, because that's where the Kohen Gadol would be mazah the dam of his par, or the soyer of Yom HaKippurim, was on the Kapores. But in any event, you see fundamentally that you have a mitzvah, a karbon, that part of which is lamala and part of which is lamata. So Gemara says, no, you misunderstood the Mishnah when it was speaking about zrikan and kaporis, lamala, lamata. That was kimatzlif. Kimatzlif means that they're really in the same place, but he's just separating one hazah from the other. So my kimatzlif, machvi Rabbi Yehuda, Kimanagdona, which is the Shliach Bezdin who meets out the Malkus, 40 Malkus for Ritzua, and he goes one below the other. One Ritzua, one blow is right next to the other one. Here also, what the Mishnah means regarding these eight Hazoyos of the Damapar is not Lamala and Lamata, but rather Besamach, one near the other, going in a descending order, so to speak. One is Mlamata from the other one. It's all in one makom. So the Matana Rishona, although it was separated from the other Matanos, that's only as far as the way he would hold the Dam in his hand. In other words, what he would do is, he would point his hand in a downward position, and then he would flick up his hand towards the upward position. That's called Mazel Lamala. When he got to the other Azoyos, then, on the contrary, instead of dipping his hand towards the floor, Lamata, what he would do was, he would Mitzadeid Lamala. He would put the Dam where his hands are inclined towards the top, and then shove his hand down. So it would go lamata. But again, these are different positions in the hand and in the dam, but it doesn't really mean lamala lamata. So Gemara says, but wait a minute, the Mishnah there in Yom has another case of lamala lamata. He's a al taharo shel mizbeach sheva pa'amim. And the Gemara explains, what does it mean, al taharo shel mizbeach? My love, aflige the mizbeach. Doesn't it mean that you divide the mizbeach's height into two, and he does a hazah kenega the emtza, and that's called taharo? We'll see in a minute how the Gemara knows the word taharo means the middle. And when he zorik the dam in the middle, it means part of the dam goes up and part of the dam goes down. How do we know that the word taharo shel mizbeach means the middle of the mizbeach? Kida amri inshi. And here we turn to Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, that people say tahar tiara when they're referring to midday. They call it tahar tiara, which means tzohar atzorayim. So what he's doing is he's separating, he's dividing the day, chetzio diyoma, the middle of the day. So you see here that Azah has to be al taharo shel mizbeach, means in the middle of the mizbeach, keneged chatzi agova, the middle of the height of the mizbeach. Now you can't get all the azoyos mamish in the emtza; that's impossible. So behechrik, by definition, some of the dam will go lamala and some will go lamata. And that's called Hazoyos Lamala Ulamata. And Hazol Lamala is above the Chatzi Gova Shel Mizbeach. Some of them will be Lamata of Chatzi Gova Shel Mizbeach. But in any event, what we see is Domim Shechetzi Lamala V'chetzi Lamata. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabba Bar Shilo Lo. Don't interpret the words Al Taharo Shel Mizbeach as meaning in the middle of the Mizbeach, as far as its height is concerned, but rather it means Agiluye, which literally translates as Al Giluyav Shel HaMizbeach, which means the part of the Mizbeach that's exposed to the air, that's revealed, so to speak, Gilui. And that's Al Gago. So the word Taharo means Al-Gago. And how so? Because what happens is Hoyimitaro Tchila Minadeshen Sha'olov Umagala Es Gago. There were lots of ashes on the top of the Mizbeach. So the Gago Mizbeach is now concealed, so to speak. It's covered with Deshen, with this ash from the Marocha. And what he has to do first is Vitire. He has to clean out the ashes, and then he exposes the gag. And then he does hazah on top of the gag. So this word metaro, a taro, means to be miapo, so to beautify it. That's called taro. And how do we see that the word taro means to beautify something? Tichsiv, we have a pasuk in Shmos, Vayiru es elokei Yisrael, v'sachas raglov kemaisa livnas asapir, uke etzem hashamayim lit tohar. And now the Pasuk is describing the Mar Elokim that Bnei Yisrael at Matan Torah, they saw an appearance, a revelation of God, Mar Elokim. And the Pasuk wants to emphasize that it was a Mar Bor Vitzol. It was crystal clear, like the Shamayim itself. And the word Taro here, which is Lashon of Tzolul, the reference to the Gago Shel Mizbeach. Now, if the Nesina Stam was on the Gago of the Mizbeach, then we don't find Damim that's Chetzi Lamala, Chetzi Lamat. Everything is on top of the Mizbeach. But the Gemara is not happy because Va'ika Shirayim, there really is a possibility that some Matoros will be Lamala and some Lamata, because although the Matan Damim is Lamala, in the case of Chatas on Kranos and Mizbeach, but nevertheless, there's something called Shiyori Adam, the leftover Dam. Let's say, for example, he was Makabel the Dam in four different Kosos, and he was Zorik Be'etzpa from each one of the four Kosos. The remainder, the balance of the Dam, the leftover Dam, so to speak, which is called Shirayim, requires Shvicha Lemata El Yisoda Mizbeach. So even though the Ikar Nesinos on the mainstay of the Dam Alamala, but nevertheless the Shirayim, which is the leftover Dam, is going to be subject to Izriko or Nesina Lemata. And then we have the following combination. We have one carbon, part of its Nesina, part of its Dam is given Lemala, and part is given Lemata. So Gemara answers no. This halacha of Shvichas Shirayim Loma Akve, that's not indispensable. You can be machsha the carbon without the Shvichas Shirayim Ela Yisod. So that when we made the statement that we haven't found anything where the Zrika is half Lamal and half Lamata, we're talking about Domim that are critical for achieving the kapara, but now you're talking about Shirayim al Yisod. That's not ma'akev. That's not a part of the critical koach hakarbon lechaper. So the Gemara now asks, va'ika Shirayim hapnimim de'ikom an di'omar di'akve or me'akve. So this is a sugya later on in Daf Nun Beis that Shvichas Shirayim in the case of Chatos Pnimius is ma'akev es hakapara. So we find here that even within the context, the limited context of Dovim ha-ma'akvim es hakapara, we find chetzi lamala and chetzi lamata. The ikar dam is going lamala, and the rest of the dam is on the keren, is on the yisodim is be'ah, which is lamata. So the Gemara answers bechad makom ka'amrina. We're talking about half lamala and half lamata on the same mizbeach. We never found two damim that are nitanim on one single mizbeach and part of them lamala and part of them lamata. The case of shvichas shirayim in the chatos apnimios is not relevant to us because that's a shvicha on the yesod hamizbeach hachitzon. So you're taking it out to the mizbeach hachitzon, whereas the balance of the nesinas dom, the mainstay of the chasinas domim, is done on the mizbeach hapnimi. So we never found one mizbeach that has both lamala and lamata in it. Now, what's the svar of the Gemara to say that when you have separate domim in two different makomos, then there's no kpeda if you have some lamala and some lamata? Whereas if the dam is all together on one mizbeach, then you must be makpid that all the damim are either lamala or lamata. The note here, he says that to understand this, we should look into a sefer called Chidushei Basra. Now, at this point, the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that investigates the possibility of matonos hamatiros, which would generate pigul. Which matonos are matonos hamatiros, and therefore which are mefaglos esakorban? Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. Beit Shammai Omer Shtei Matonos Shebechatos. There are two critical matonos that are absolutely indispensable with regard to a chatos, according to Beit Shammai Achas B'Shar Kol Hazvachim. And those critical matonos, whether they're two in the case of chatos or one in the case of the balance of Zvachim, they're going to be matir, the Emurim Faktora, and the Basa Fachila. In other words, once these matonos are brought, the two in the case of chatos, one in the case of other zvachim, then the basar is already mutar b'achila, the emurim are mutar b'haktara. However, in the case of chatos, until the point that he is zorek two matonos, if he was only zorek one matona, then there would be no heter whatsoever to be makta the emurim on the mizbeach, or the basar would be also b'achila. It means, according to Beit Shammai, the two zrikos in the case of a chatos are critical, and there's no matir until you have both of them. So one nesina is not going to be matir the basar. So since you need the second nesina to be matir the basar, that means that the second nesina is an avoda that is mechaperes, that is necessary and critical to create the kapara. Those are our litmus test to define and classify an avoda as critical is whether or not this avoda is matir. Whatever is necessary to create the heter, again, both faktor simurim and achilas habasar, that is an avoda which is included in our standard, in our definition of a mainstay avoda, of an avoda that's necessary for the kapara. It's indispensable, and that's where machsheves pigul poselis. And the reason for this is because a carbon does not become pigul unless the machsheves pigul is done for the entire matir. Right, so there's no pigul b'chatzi matir. Now, if we're saying in the case of chatos, according to Beit Shammai, we absolutely need two matonos, it's like the matir is only a bichal with the advent of the second matono. So it means that both matonos together form one entity to create the matir. And if he had a machsheves pigul during one of these two nesinos, in the case of chatos of Beit Shammai, then that nesina per se is not a matir, and therefore it's not a machshava, it's not an avod, excuse me, that is delegated or relegated to that high status of an avoda ikris, in which case we say that the kapara of the covenant is inherent in that avoda. No, the avoda is comprised of two matanos, and therefore the pigul, the machsheves chutzes mana, would have to be in both nesinos, because if he only has such a machshava in one nesina, that nesina, insofar as it's not a matis abasar, it doesn't have that high standard. It's only when it's integrated with the second nesina, that's when you can talk about being koveh the carbon as pigul. And Beisil Omrim, Beisil holds achas shebe chatos. That all we need in the case of a chatos is one matana, one zrika. And therefore, you can have a machshava mefageles at that one zrika, with one matana. In the case of shar zvachim, then also one matana is materes. Materes again means to be mater the imurim faktora, to be mater the bosa fachila, umefageles, which means, if at the time of that one single matana he had a machsheves pigul, that would generate pigul, because one single matana is all that's critical according to Beis Hillel. And one matana itself would be enough to be mata the basar. Just to summarize, the maskana is that according to Beit Shammai, in the case of chatos, there would be pigul if you had a machsheves pigul on both of these matanas, because there's no pigul on a chatzimat. It was according to Beis Hillel, if you had a machshava mefageles on one zrika, that would be enough in the case of chatos to generate the shame pigul. Maskifla, Rav Oshia asks the following objection on this b'raisim. Cain, according to the opinion of Beis Shammai, that there's no pigul until he has machshavas pigul on both matanos, and according to Beis Hillel, one is enough, is lisnei. In the mission of Edios, in the fourth parak, which lists all the kulos of Beit Shammai, the very rare cases where Beit Shammai is mekil, v'chumr Beis Hillel, this is an example. It was omitted there for some reason, some unknown reason, because after all, Beit Shammai is going to be mekil. There's no pigul here with an isakares if he had a machshav fagels on one zrikin chatos. And in that identical case, Beis Hillel will say that the carbon is pigul. Now, the Gemara could say that basically everyone holds that there is a machshavam fagelis in a chatzi matir. In other words, when the Bryce says that according to Beit Shammai, you need a machshavam fagelis on two matanos, it means that any one of them unto itself would be a machshavam fagelis, whereas according to Beis Hillel, it's always going to be the first matana that is a mefagelis. I mean, in that case, Beit Shammai is not a mekil. So this is a discussion that comes up here in Tosus Dibra Maskel v'Lisnei. Amalei Rava has a better answer to Rav Oshia's question. And he says that let's just think about being mati the bosa, mati the emurim. Here, Beit Shammai become the machmirim. Ki itchal, when the question came up in the Beis Medrash, and this Brisa was formulated to answer that question about the Machlokas Beis Hillel Beit Shammai lehetera itchal. The question was, at what point in time is the Basa Mutar? So the Shoel got up and he asked this question, and he said, well, let's say there was only one Matana, would that be enough to be Matu the Basa? And then in that context, Havilei Beit Shammai lechumra. Beit Shammai would say, no, you have to wait till the second matir in order to be matir the basa. Whereas according to Beis Hillel, even with one matana, again we're talking about chatos, the basa is mutar. So clearly, Beit Shammai the machmirim, and that's why it wasn't listed in the Mishnayos and Edios where Beit Shammai are machmir, where Beit Shammai are mekil, excuse me. Now the Gemara wants to address a number of dinim with regard to the last three matanos of a chatos, meaning you already performed the first matana in the case of a chatos, and according to Beis Hillel, the carbon is kosher. What about the balance of the three matanos? What dinim apply? To what extent do we equate them with the first matana? To what extent we equate them with what we call shiori adam? And Rabbi Yochanan says, Einon boz balayla, just like the first matana requires yom, and we have a principle called adam nifsal v'shkiya sachama, so to the other three matanas require yom. However, on the flip side, uboz liachar misa, and it's normally we have a principle called chatos shemesu bale is pasul, and therefore we would never dawn of bringing a chatos after the Baal HaKorban died. But in this case, since the machaper of and the main critical matana was done, then we don't, and if he dies after that first matana, we don't consider it as a chatos shemesu baleha. The carbon's kashrus has already been engraved in stone. It's already been set. And therefore, the other three matonas can be brought on the Mizbeach, and we don't consider it as mesu baleha. Then we have hamala ben bachutz chayov. The din is that if somebody does a zrika outside the azora on kodshim, he's chayov. And he's chayv karis in this case, in shogeg he's chayv achatos, and this is derived from the parasha in Vayikra Yud Zayin, ish mi beis yisrael shel yishchat shor o kesev o eiz michutz lamachtel pesach ol moed lo heviu karbono lahakriv karbon lashem v'nichras ha'ish ahu mikerev amo, so that the din of zrikas adam bachutz generates karis. What about with regard to the balance of the last three nesinos? And in this case, Rabbi Yochanan says that those three nesinos are identical with the first nesina, and any dam that's roy to be nizrak al gabi mizbeach inside the azora, if he does it as an avoda outside the azora, then he's chayev for chutz. Omer Rapapa goes into greater detail with regard to Rabbi Yochanan's distinction here. And he says that with regard to the last three matonos in Echatos, Yeshmehen kitchiloso, v'yeshmehen kisofo. There are some dinim that equate the three matonos with the first matona, that's chiloso. And with regard to other dinim kisofo, it has the same din as shirayim, which are subject to shvicha al keren yisod rather than zrik al gabi mizbeach. So first he begins to enumerate those dinim which apply to the three as if they were the first. Number one, chutz, that if there was a zrika outside of the azor that generates a chiyuv kares with regard to all four zrikos, there's a full shame zrika on all four. Laila, there's no zrika at all after shkia sachama, dam nisal shkia sachama. Number three, zorus, which means that Zedin, that Azar is Chayv Misa for Nesinas Adam al Gabi Mizbeach, that applies even to the last three. Klishores, the Zrikos of the last three require Mitoch Klishores. And Karen, it requires the four Kronos of Mizbeach, the Etzba, and it has to be done like the first Nesina where the Kohen dips his finger into the klishores, and then he's zorik to dam lemizbeach, and kibus. So we'll have a little bit of a discussion about kibus today, and the Torah says that if dam chatos somehow gets sprinkled onto a beged, the beged needs kibus. The doraisa halacha of kibus is derived in Vayikra Vav from the pasuk v'asher yazem idom al beged, which means if it was nitaz midam chatas al beged, then according to Rav Papa, that din of kibus would apply not only in nitaz mi matana rishona, but even if nitaz from any of the four matanos. In other words, after he did the first matana and he sprinkled the dam of any of the other three matonos, some of it was splattered onto a beggar, that beggar needs kibus. And asher yaza means that any dam that's omed lehazal lezrika is included under the requirement of kibus v'shirayim, and the din is that if, let's say, he was makabel the dam in four different kosos, and he was nosein b'yetzba matona on each one of these four with a remainder, a balance of surplus dam, that surplus dam requires shvicha al yisodim isbeach, and that applies to all four kosos, meaning to all four matonos. And in regard to all these dinim above, kitri lason, we have the same identical din with the other three matonos as we do with regard to the first matono. However, with regard to the following dinim, says Rav Papa, the other three matonos have a din of shirayim, like his sofo. Number one, misa, as we said before, there's going to be zrika even after the misa sabaylim. Number two, lo sharia, the heter abos or lachila is clinched with the first matana, velo mefagla, and there's no machsheves pigel in any of the other three matanas, only in the first matana. Lechora, I don't know why the Braisa has to tell me lo mefagla. I mean, the carbon is already kosher. Or, for example, lo sharia, I mean, there was already a heter, the basar, after the first zrika. So the Netziv offers a different pshat. He says that if the first matana was shalobim koma, and the din is that the carbon is neskapir, but the basar is also bachila, because a matana shalobim koma does not matter the basar, Rav Pop wants to teach us, you might think that let there be a heter basar that's engendered by the other three matanos. And the answer is no, because these three matanos are considered like shvicha al hayisod, like shirayim. Now, if my memory serves me correctly, I mean, this is with limited liability, don't hold me for this, I think the Brisker Rav is not sure about this. I mean, he doesn't mention the Netziv, but the Brisker Rav has a possibility in the Rambam's frame of reference with regard to Kachim Kalim, if the dam left the Azorah at the time of the first Zrika, and then they brought the dam back into the Azorah, the second Zrika would be Matir the Basar. Now, I'm not sure if that's a steer to the Netziv, because it could be that vis-a-vis the dam, the first Nesina is not called the Nesina. It doesn't register, so to speak. I don't know. That has to be analyzed. But in any event, the Netziv's point here is that the thrust of the Chiddush Rav Papa here of Lo Sharia, that the other three Zrikos are not Mata the Basar, is that they're Mufka, they're completely excluded from being Mata the Basar. And not because the Heter Basar was achieved by the first Zrika, because according to the Netziv's Pshat, first Nesina was Shalobim Komo, and it was not Matir the Basar. And a subsequent Zrika doesn't have the potential to be Matir the Basar. And finally, one last din that Rav Papa adds is Lo Aili Legavoy. In other words, we have a din that a Chatos Shehuva Doma Bifnim, I'm talking now about a chatas kitzona, and they brought the dam inside the heichal, the carbon is posel. It says in Vayikra Vav, v'chol chatas ha-sheyuva midom el ol moed l'chapa b'kodesh lo teyochel ba'esh tisarev. Rav Papa wants to teach us that if they were machnas the dam and the heichal after the first nesina, then the carbon does not become posel. So that din of achnosas adam Bifnim b'toch ha-heichal, pasels l'chatos, that doesn't apply once he did the proper zrika on the mizbeach of the first matana, the last three matanos, the dam, if it's brought into the heichal. And that's kisofon, has the same din as shirayim. So basically, although Rabbi Yochanan didn't go into all these details, he only mentioned three things, those are the basics, I guess you call them avos, and Rav Papa fleshes out the toldos. For example, when Rav Yochanan says b'ktsara, and all the other dinim that Rav Papa mentions in detail are derived from Rav Yochanan, let's say Rav Yochanan said that the last three matonos eno boz balayla, then we understand that there's a psul zar. And why is that? The Gemara says in Yuma, Adaf Chav Zayin, v'chi yesh lecha avoda shekshera balayla psul bizar. It seems that an avoda that requires yom and is not kshera balayla is psul gam bizar. And including on the zar, we can derive the conclusion about a klishares, as Tosa says back on Daf Chav Dalid. And also, once we know that it's Bos Liachar Misa, it means that the Kapor was achieved with the first Matana. In the Mele, we can derive the conclusion that the rest, the balance of the Nisinos, are not Matiros, they're not Mafaglos. So again, the basic theme here is that Rav Papa is just explicating and detailing the conclusions about the remaining, the balance of the three that are implicit in Rabbi Yochanan's statement about the differences and the dimensions of the status of these three matanos. Rav Papa is explicit about that which is implicit. Now the Gemara asks the following question. Rav Papa is now going to bring a proof for his premise formulated that the din of kibus, the requirement of kibus in Dala Nitas Michatas, applies even to the case of the balance of the three matonos. And the Gemara is going to ask a kash on that. Omra Papa Mino Aminole, what is my source for the fact that the dam of the last three matonos, if they fall in a beggar, generate a chiyuv kibus? With regard to the other halachas of Rav Papa, there was no need, no compelling need for Rav Papa to bring a raya. The case of kibus, there the svara would compel us to believe that there's no requirement of kibus, because since the main kapara was already achieved with the first matana, and to generate a din of kibus in the other three matanos, which are post kapara, we would need some sort of source. Disnan, and he quotes a Mishnah later on in Sadi Gimel, Nitaz, if the dam falls from Minat Savar of the Karmachatas, Ala Beged, Enoton Kibus, because the Pasuk in the parish of Kibus, Vayikra Vav says, Vasher Yaze, or Yize, Midoma, Midoma, Ala Beged, Asher Yize, Olea, Techabes, B'makom Kadosh. And since it says Asher Yizeh, Lemeidim, we're going to derive the conclusion there in the Gemara on Daf Tzadi Gimel that only Dam Haroi LaHazah, which is Asher Yizeh, is included in this parasha of Kibus. But Dam that comes from the Tzavor, there was no Kabbalah and Klishores, that's not Roi LaHazah. If that Dam, for example, falls on the Ritzpah, it's forever possible. And therefore, there'd be no requirement of Kibus. It's not a dam that's Asher Yizeh, that's Roy Lazah. Then, in addition to that, let's say Nitas Al-Bosar, from the dam that's already been placed on the Karen, the Zrika was already implemented, that's not Asher Yizeh, because the Azah was done. And then, Umin Hayisot, if the dam was already poured, we're talking about Shiori Dam, poured on the Yesod. If any of that dam falls onto Beged, Eino Ton Kibus. Why? Because it's not Roy for the Karen, it's not Roy for the Yesod, it's already been Nizrak. So we can medayik from the Lashon of the Mishnah that if it was Nizam in a dam that was already placed on the Karen, it doesn't need Kibus. Ha Roy Le Karen, if it was Omed La Zola Karen, then you would need kibus. And the Gemara wants to now defend Rav Papa by saying that if we go further than that, it says al yisod, al yisod means it already was subject to shvich al yisod. It was kvar nishpach. And Rav Papa is saying that if it was roy l'shvicha, it means, let's say, in the case of Shirayim, there would be a din of requiring kibbutz. So now, wait a second. Rav Papa was talking about the balance of the three, and Rav Papa said that in that case, it's kitchilasam. Again, it's going to be against the pasuk. Let's go through the logic here, because if the way Rav Papa is interpreting this Mishnah is that dam that already was given as a matana on the keren doesn't need kibbutz, dam that's omed linos on the keren requires kibbutz, and then we apply the same methodology of diuk to the case of mina yisod, that if it was already given onto the yisod, the shvicha was done, is then a notary kibbutz, but ha royally yisod before the actual shvicha ton kibbutz, then what do we do with the pasuk asher yaze, which teaches us that it's dama roy lahazos al gabi mizbeach prat lezeh. What about this dam that's not omed for zrik al gabim mizbeach, but rather omed li shafech al yisod shekvar huzah? Because from this dam there already was a hazah of the matanos, and then the dam does not need kibbutz. Meaning there's a stira l'chor between the diuk in the Mishnah and Rav Papa's statement, because Rav Papa, when he requires kibbutz, that's only with regard to the three zrikos beyond the first one, when there was no zrika done at all. And that means it's royal azoya. But now if we apply the methodology of diuk of Rav Papa to this Mishnah, the implication would be that roy l'shficha, meaning royally yisod, would also require kibbutz, and that far Rav Papa didn't go. Because royally yisod means after he did all four matanos, and now he's got shirayim in let's say three out of the four kosos, or in all four kosos for that matter, the din is that those shirayim need shvichal yisod. Here Rav Papa says for sure with regard to that shirayim and shvichal yisod, there's no din of ton kibbutz. But if you're going to be medayik them to the Mishnah roy, so just like you said roy lekeren is ton kibbutz, then roy liyisod of shvichal yisod should also be roy lekibbutz. And we have no choice, says the Gemara, in such a case, but to introduce Rav Nechemya, Hamani, the authorship of this mission has to be attributed to Rav Nechemya, who maintains that even with regard to Dam Shirayim, you need kibbutz. Meaning that even though the Shirayim is not subject, it doesn't require a Zrik al Gabi Mizbeach, it only requires Shvich al Gabi Yisod, but nevertheless, that still is a Kiyum Karbon, and the Dam has the status of Dam, and the first Nafkamina that we have here is as far as requiring Kibbutz is concerned. Now, if that be the case, if this Mishnah is authored by Rav Nechemya, then with regard to Sholosh Matonos Achronos, before those Matonos were implemented, maybe there's no din of kibbutz, just that this is Rav Nechemya who requires kibbutz, even in the case of Dam Nishpach Al Yisod. So it doesn't really fit as a raya for Rav Papa. So when the Gemara says, Hamani Rav Nechemya, this is the conclusion of the Gemara's kasha to be docha, to reject the proof of Rav Papa. And the Gemara now proves that according to Rav Nechemya, even with regard to Shirayim, which has Shvichal Yisod, its blood would generate a chiyuv of kibbutz. Disnan, we have a Mishnah later on in Daf Kuf Yod Amid Beis, Rav Nechemya Omer Shiori Adam, that the din of Shiori Adam, we're talking about Chatos Chitzonios, where certainly there's no ikuv in the kapara with regard to Shirayim, is Shekrivam Bachutz Chayev. That the din is even on the Shirayim itself, there's a din of Chutz La Zara generates a Chiyuv Kares. So if Rav Nechemya is elevating the status of the dam for Shiori Adam to the level of an Iser Chutz, which generates Kares. If that's the Chashivas of the dam, it's dam gomur, then the Gemara thinks logically Rabbi Nechemi will go one step further and say that it needs kibus, but the Gemara now rejects that. And the Gemara says the following, Amar deshamet le Rabbi Nechemi, perhaps Rabbi Nechemi only went as far as to say, le'inyan ha'allah, meaning hakrova b'chutz, that doesn't depend upon dam. There are other things that don't have a shame dam, and yet there's an iser of hakrova b'chutz. For example, b'dahavi ayvarim u'pdarim, you have various parts of the animal, chalovim, p'dar means chalovim, that are not called domim for sure, and yet hamachdir b'chutz is chayev. However, Rav Nechemi doesn't mean that the din of the dam of Shirayim has the same status as dam, is linyan kibus mishametle. We can't commit Rav Nechemi to the position that dam Shirayim would generate, if spilled on a beggar, the din of kibus, a requirement of kibus. Kibus only applies to dam that's omid by zoyas. We saw in the Pasuk Asher Yizeh, where the mitzvah wasn't completed, wasn't implemented. Yet dam Shirayim is after the matonis were done. So who says such dam would be elevated to the status of dam as far as kibus? And if you're going to tell me from the fact that Rav Nechemi holds his achi of chutz, well, his achi of chutz doesn't require dam. We saw that in Avivorim and Pedorim. So the Gemara says in, that's right. However, we see from another source that according to Rav Nechemi, the status of dam Shirayim is dam gomur, even as far as kibus is concerned. And here we turn to Daf Lamed Tesam and Aleph. And the Braisa quotes on the Chemiya, Vatanya. We have a Braisa that says, Domim hata'unim, those Domim that require Shvicha, al Yisodim Mizbeach, in other words, Dam Shirayim of Chatos, if some of it gets sprinkled on a beggar to Unim Kibus. Number two, machshav of moelis b'ayim, if he had at the time shvichas shirayim on the yisod, a machshav of chutz l'zmano, to eat the basa tomorrow, that's a machshavas pigul, that's mefagel the karmon, which by the way is a pella, because we're talking already after the karmon was kosher. And then v'amala mehem, if he takes this dam shirayim and he brings it b'chutz, chayov, he's chayv hakrovas chutz, achiv kareis. But there's another din, that's already the third level, the lowest level, of dam of that dam that's posel. There was a mayim, there was an amas mayim, some sort of a flow of water, a minor little river in the Azara that would pass through Azara, and the dam posel would be spilled into that amma and taken out to Nachal Kidron. And in such a case of dam posel, then ein teunim kibus v'ein machshav moelis b'hem and amayel b'hem michutz potter. That's already not dam; it's dam posel. So therefore, it would not generate a chi of kibus if it fell onto a beged. There would be no din of hakrova b'chutz, and there would be no din of machshav fageles. So we see, says the Gemara, that this Mishnah, which must be Rav Nechemia, holds that even dam anishpach al keren yisod, which means shiori adam, would generate a chiyuv of kibus. Of course, man shamet le, which tana would be the appropriate candidate for authorship of this mishnah? The Amar Maila Mien Bachutz Chayov. Then, in the case of dam shirayim, if he is makir then Bachutz is chayv koreis Rav Nechemia he. And that we saw explicitly in Rav Nechemia, in the Mishnah above, Uka Amar, and yet he says with regard to Dam Shirayim, it's Ton Kibus. So you see clearly that Dam Shirayim requires Kibus, it must be Rav Nechemia. And the Gemara again rejects this proof. The Gemara asks the following question, is it really possible that at the time of Shvichas Shirayim you could have a Machshav of Chutz Zmano that when we fagel the Korban Vasanya, we have a Braisa back on Daf Yud Gimel, that the only time there's a Machshav as Pigul is within the context of the Avoda, which is Ma'akiv as HaKorban, as HaKapor as HaKorban. But in the case of Shirayim, he's already achieved the Kapor as HaKorban, Yotzu, Shirayim, meaning at the time of Shvichas Dam and Shirayim, Fias Machshavas Chutz, or Aktoras Eimurim, She'ein Ma'akvin Esakapora, She'ein Machshava Moelis Bahen. That there is no Machshava at the time, at the moment, a Machshavas Pigal that generates Pigal at the moment of Shvichas Shirayim, and at the time of Haktoras Eimurim. These are not activities or avodos that are ma'akiv in the kaparas hakarmon, and therefore when we go back to this brisa that was very perplexing to us, Kitanya Ahi, we're going to have to assume that brisa is not referring to shirayim but rather to dam of shalosh matonos shebachatos. It means that after he was zorik the first matona, he's required, in the case of Chatos, to be Zorik three additional matonos. And when the Braisa says you need kibus, we're talking about the dam of the Sholosh matonos, not of dam shirayim. So there's no proof from this Braisa that dam shirayim requires kibus. The Gemara asks, if the Braisa is talking about Sholosh matonos, so why does it say in the Braisa, Te'unim Yisod? It's like Karen Osley. In the case of the balance, the three Nesinos, we need Karen, not Yisod. So the Gemara answers, you know what? The Braisa in truth is talking about Dam of Shalosh Matonos. The Braisa says Dam Matunim Yisod. It doesn't mean Lishafech al Yisod, but rather Emo, we should interpret it to mean Nitonim Yisod, which means that there's a mitzvah that could generate Yisod. Meaning, if this Dam of Shalosh Matonos afterwards becomes Shirayim, there's left over, then it needs Yisod. The Gemara continues to ask, if you tell me the Braisa is referring to Dam Shalosh Matonos, I don't understand. Machshava Moelis Bahem? Is it possible that a Machshava during these three, any of these three Matonos, would generate a Chaloshem Pigal? And the Machshava's Pigal is effective. Ha'amrit, we have a principle that says that Dam of the three achronos is lo sharia, it doesn't have the power to be matas abosav, lo mefagla, nor does it have the power to generate a machsheves pigul, because again, with the first matana, kidina, the carbon was clinched as a carbon kosher, and the kapara was clinched, so the three matonos could never be subject to machsheves pigul. And not only that, we also said lo ayil gavoy, there's no toras psul of knisa lifnim, if you take the dam of the three matonos inside. We're talking about the first nesina was on the mizbeach hachitzon, and then he was machnis the rest of the dam into the heichal. We don't say that's a psul of dam hachatos hachitzonos shenichnas olifnim. And from all these, we see that the shalosh machronos is kisofon, has a din of shirayim. And the Braisa says with regard to these Shalosh Matonos that they're not Mefaglos as Abbas. So what are we going to do with this Braisa that says the Machshava Moelis Bahen on these Shalosh Matonos? Ella, so the Gemara now rescinds its original position that this Braisa is referring to the three Matonos, but rather Ki Tanya Ahi, this Braisa that says that Domim Ateunim Yisod is Machsheva Moelis, then there's Machsheva Spiegel on a Dam that requires Yisod if there's extra Dam. That's talking about Dam Shirayim. But not in the case of Chatas Chitzonos. There for sure, Dam Shirayim is not equated with the real Dam of Zrika. And it's Kisofon with regard to all the dinim of Pigel and to be Matir Basar or for Fachnosa Bifnim in the Ella, but we're talking about the Shirayim of Damim Pnimiyim. The Braisa holds, like the Gemara later on Daf Nun Beis, quotes Amandi Omer, who holds that in the case of Chatas Pnimis, the Shvichas Dam Shirayim is Ma'akiv, the Kampar of the Karbon. That's going to be Machlokas later on. Between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda. And since, according to this Mandi Omar, the Shficha of Shirayim on the Yisod, in the case of Chatas Pnimis, is Ma'akiv the Kapara, therefore it's considered like real Zrika, that's makiv the kaporin, it's subject to machshavas pigul, and you'll be chayav for being makiv bachutz, and there it's going to be ton kibus if it falls on a beged. But when we're talking about chatos chitzonios, the dam of shirayim, which is not makiv as a kapora, just like it's not subject to a machshavas pigul, it doesn't generate a chiyuv kibus. So therefore, we cannot prove from here that dam shirayim of chatos chitzonios need kibus. So the Gemara now asks, according to your new interpretation of the Braisa that we're referring to shfichas dam of the shirayim of the pnimiyim, then let's be medayik that only in the case of shiori dam pnimiyim do we have these three dinim in the Braisa of teunim kibus of machsheva moelis ben and mailo ben bachutz chayev, but in the case aval b'shiyare damim, in the case of chatos chitzonios, my potur, these three dinim don't apply, is ad tani, if the Mishnah wants to teach me in the Sefer that damim anishpachim li ama, is once the dam is nifsal, and we put it into this ama to go out, and none of these dinim apply to the dam hanishpach al ama liflag v'listening to the da. You don't have to drop down to that lowest level of ama. But why not talk about dam shirayim which are nishpach on the yisod? When do you require kibus? And when is there a machshava poselos ben? And when is ma'alav b'hem chutz chayov? That's in regard to shvichas domim pnimiyim, but shvichas yori dom chitzonim apotur. Why do you have to stretch your arm out and contrast shvichas domim pnimiyim with the case of Oma? Forget about the case of Oma of dam posel. You can talk about dam chitzoni, where the shvichas adam of the shiorim is on the yisod itself. And the Gemara answers, Hamani, the Tana of this Braisa is Rav Nechemyahi. The Omar Shiore Dam, in the case of Karbonis Chitzonios, Shekriven Bachutz Chayov. We know that Rav Nechemyahi goes on record as saying that Shiore Dam, in the case of Karbon Chitzoni of Chatz Chitzonis, if he's Makrivi Bachutz, he's Chayov Kores. And therefore, if he would mention in the Sefer Shvicha Shiori Chitzonim Lo Masne Tlosa Piture Lebahari Tlosa Chiyuve, he would not be able to make this contrast between the three Chiyuvim in the case of the balanced three Zrikos, which all have these three Dinim Lechiyuv, as opposed to Shiori Adam, because Shiori Adam, at least in one case, has the same identical din as the zrika of the three of the balancing three matanos, namely that there's a chiyu for hakrova bachutz, and that's why he mentions dam ba'oma. So again, let's just summarize the last point of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that the reason why we don't have a liflug v'lisni b'dida here and mention the shirayim of karbonos chitzonim is because according to Rav Nechemyah, in the case of shiori adam of karbonos of chatos chitzonios, the din is makriv v'chutzus chayev. So he couldn't mention any more than two pturim, which means ein oton kibus and ein machsheva's pigul mefagelis. Therefore, he would rather take the in the safe. He wants to get the conscious with domim and ispachad liyama, because then he can tell you all three pturim. So it comes out that according to the sugya, Rav Papa wanted to prove from the Mishnah that the dam of Sholosh Matanos of Chatos Chitzonios Ton Kibus. The Gemara asks on Rav Papa from the Diuk of the Sefer. The Gemara rejects that Diuk of the Sefer and is Miyashiv the Mishnah and the Sefer. So at the bottom line, what we're going to say is that although in the case of Dam Shirayim of Chatos Chitzonios, no din of ton kibus in dam shirayim that's right to the yisod. Now, as far as dam that's right to the keren in the case of the last three damim, we really don't have a clear cut proof, and the discussion is here in a book, a sefer called Vizos LiYitzchak Ayin Shom. So we're going to stop right here. We're on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. We're about halfway through the Amud, and we're up to the sugya of Ravina, which Amir Tzem will pick up tomorrow.